You know, you might be one of those moms or dads trying to juggle work at home and homeschooling, and you might be ready to throw your hands up in the air and say, I'm done.
Shalonen Cruz Gonzalez is the president of the California School Boards Association. So what needs to happen to get kids back in classrooms?
Yeah, right. So I think the most important thing is that we're going to be led through the school districts by the safety of our students, our families, and our employees. And so obviously we're going to take the first lead from our health officials in the state. But then we're also starting to think about what could that look like if we have to implement physical distancing in schools.
That's a good point. And, you know, since we're practicing all this social distancing, we haven't opened the public schools yet. What are the challenges that people are facing with distance learning?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously there's a multitude of challenges. If you think about it, overnight we shut down schools and then try to roll out learning through computers to kids at home and teachers at home. So many things. I think school districts double down on focusing on the socio-emotional needs of our students and their primary needs, like making sure they have food initially. But as things have rolled out, I think schools are building up that distance learning piece and sort of figuring out as we go along how to make sure that our kids continue to learn at home.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, if there is a kind of a fall behind, which, you know, I guess it's a little too early to tell about that, but, you know, how will this, you know, long-time school closure affect their long-term education?
Yeah, so I think if you look at other examples where there's been disruption in education, I think we can pretty much know that there will be some kind of learning loss, and we'll already be seeing some of that. And so I think going back into school next year, schools are going to have to be very thoughtful in terms of planning and how do we make sure that we can catch kids back up? How do we give them the opportunities, whether it's extra time, extra supports, maybe more time in school, to make sure that kids get that full education they deserve.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. Shalonen Cruz Gonzalez from the President California School Board Association. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.